Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are rooting for the Jets today, simply because the Jets winning is good for your draft positioning.
Yeah, no Garrett Wilson tonight, by the way. They placed him on the IR, but I feel bad that everyone's got to watch the Jets for two games in a row.
Am I okay splitting the pig here by saying I'm not going to root for the Browns to lose, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to root for draft position with the Browns and what they do on the field.
But you're going to do it for other teams?
But I will do it for every other team in the NFL, specifically the Saints, the Titans, and certainly the Jets. And Giants. Don't forget the Giants.
I think that's just sensible. You know, at some point this season, you will start rooting for losses.
I can't do it during the game.
It happened last year too, though. I remember it. Not during the game, but like at some point we do. You flip, and now I think you've converted me in a way that I thought was never possible. I had always been, when you get to a certain spot and there's no point in actually winning out there, then you lose is what you do. But you've converted me on that. I've changed my thought process on that, because I do think there is something to the idea of losing just being contagious. Mm-hmm. And I think there is something to the idea of it only takes you so far. And honestly, you just got to let the chips fall where they may.
I'm okay doing this stuff like week 18. If there's a blue chipper on the table, I can do the week 17 thing, but I'd rather just wake up one day and have the number one pick, never having rooted for it. I don't know. At some point, I feel like a prostitute. Like at some point, I just feel like, what? Why am I selling myself out, hoping for things on Sunday? Because here's the other thing. I think it's so easy to get cynical and just be like, wow, this is what had to happen. And I think it takes away from the fact of, it's really hard to be that bad, especially 2 years in a row in the NFL.
It's really hard to be that bad. I don't know. I don't know how I feel if we ever have like a suck for luck type moment. If I'll feel like, oh, you still need to go on a collision course to try to get the number one overall pick. I've kind of held out that part of this. You've changed my mind in that way. And I feel like I really do believe that once you start losing, it's just really hard to get out of that cycle. It's not something I ever really cared or thought about before. I was always so like, well, get the best draft position. But if you don't have the right guys in place to even make the selections, what are we doing here anyway?
I think it's a cultural thing. In the NBA, you can stink for 5 years. But if you get two or three guys that are really, really damn good, like the Thunder did, you're going to have a chance to win a championship at some point in the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you do it like the way Philadelphia did, I mean, yeah, they've been to the playoffs a bunch, but they've never won a championship. You can't tell me that the process truly worked because you got Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons stunk.
No, the process is a big reason why I think a lot of myself has moved off of this.
Well, but even in baseball, baseball owners will throw away 5-6 years if it means you get a 5 or 6 year run at the end of it.
What they do in baseball is a crime, though. In many ways, though,
Orioles, the Astros.
Would I be the Royals, where you win a title and then for the next decade, maybe it's not the greatest, or you go to back to back World Series like the Royals did, and then you don't do anything for 10 years, and now all of a sudden they're starting to be fun again? Yeah, I would. I would sign me up for that. But like what they do with teams like the White Sox, for instance, that I think is just criminal. Where you didn't win anything to begin with anyway, you go in the toilet, you absolutely stink for a half decade. To hopefully one day crawl out of it, that legitimately they should rewrite some legislature to make that a crime.
Well, but in those sports, tanking, or at the very least, sucking on purpose, is so permeated through the sport that it just doesn't have the long lasting. It's just about who do you draft and you know, the other ancillary moves. Here, I think football is, and I think hockey's the same way. Those are just such culture-based sports. They are true team sports.
Yeah.
And I just think no one ever, even bad teams, like, are the Titans tanking or are they just an absolute moribund franchise?
Well, no, they're a bad team because they tanked and they got their quarterback. And like, Cam Ward just isn't good right now.
And I think the only,
but they also don't have good head coaches.
The only two pieces of evidence I have in the NFL about tanking, true tanking, down to the studs, 3 years at a time tanking,
mm-hmm.
are Miami. No playoff wins to show for it. And the Browns, one playoff win to show for it. And by the way, about between those two teams, I think we've got, since the tank ended, I think we've got about three playoff appearances.
I mean,
that's a big ass no for me.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have to tank. The reason why people get caught up in the tank is they think the quarterback will solve all the answers. And so I understand that drug. I understand thinking if we get the quarterback, everything will be taken care of. Because look at what happened to the Bengals. You get Joe Burrow, that's human eraser. That's human concealer. It's going to all of a sudden take and get rid of all the idea that your owner's too cheap. You have a scouting department that's just a bunch of cobwebs. Like, it does heal everything. And so they sell out for that. But my problem is that if you don't have the people in place anyway, like if Zach Taylor didn't exist, is Joe Burrow Joe Burrow? I don't know.
Yeah, I also think that's interesting. I teased about the sea of meh. I was downstairs today before the show, and the Pat McAfee show was on, and they had a graphic of the top odds to be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting is you can, maybe the Browns job's better, maybe the Giants job's better. I don't really know how people would do that, or how people across the board would think. But I thought it was interesting going through the names of coaches, at least with the most likely coaches, and
okay.
how just completely I was.
The whole board is. That's why. So I don't think it was an accident when Albert, when we were talking to him on Tuesday, and he was asking us, and he did that thing where he asked us, but then we didn't really respond, and then he asked us again, was like, hey, so I really want to know, like, who do you guys think is the best candidate right
yeah.
now? Because it's Mike McCarthy, it's Cliff Kingsbury, it's a lot of meh.
Well, so the odds on favorite right now, plus 700, is Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
After
and we
that,
talk about culture, that's a culture guy right
yeah.
there. So you go for that.
And by the way, the only problem with that is Mike's probably good for a five-year hire. Not because of age, just because eventually people are like, okay, you've run your course because you're a bit of a dodo.
Well, the thing with McCarthy is that, yeah, he eventually spoils everyone. But then you have that realization that you're losing a lot of games because of him.
So then you go to Belichick at plus 750. Now,
I like that he's second on the board. That to me is great.
That is a 3 to 5 year hire just because he's old as hell.
What a way to just rewrite everything. We'll just all forget the North Carolina experience ever even happened. Jordan Hudson will have like a headset on.
She'll actually have like a E! Hollywood story of like on the new Wags show.
At some point, he's going to get tired of her, and it's going to be a really funny. It's going to be a really funny thing for me.
Who does he get tired of first, Mike Lombardi or Jordan Hudson?
You're right. His loyalty to Lombardi shows he doesn't get tired of people
yeah.
easily, does he?
Yeah. Well, no. If somebody else runs him away, then absence makes the heart grow fonder. But Belichick, and by the way, I've thought Urban wants his version of this in college forever. He just hasn't got somebody to bite. Like, I think Bill...
His version of what he's doing with Lombardi?
No. I think Bill Belichick wants an NFL job this cycle
mm-hmm.
so he can reclaim this narrative about him falling flat on his face, both post-Tom Brady and at UNC. I think Urban has been itching. I know he'll say otherwise. I think Urban has been itching to get a college job so that the last thing people don't think of him is what happened in Jacksonville.
I think Urban just loves to coach, and he just wants to do it until the day he dies, essentially. And so every time he steps away, it's because his wife is like, hey, you have health problems. Maybe you need to like not do this. And then he listens to her, and then he regrets it immediately.
So he gives that up, but not the...
It's like Nick Saban describing what he does now, and he's like, I basically vacuum the floors. It's been going great for me.
Yeah, Miss Terry's not going to let him coach
bored
again.
Did you see that video with the cake?
Yeah.
She snapped at him immediately.
We
get
like
up off
Miss
that
Terry.
Couch. Get up off that. You get up off that
it
couch.
It makes sense. Like, you know,
that one scared me a little bit, though, if I'm being honest.
You ever meet somebody who, like, at work, they're a total boss, and then you see them at home, and they're just a total simp? It makes sense.
I mean, I think most guys end up being total simps at home in many ways.
I think...
You just think I am? You're like, I just
Tiger got out of the cage on that one. I think it just might be your experience.
I saw what was happening with Miss Terry there and Nick Saban, and I was like, man, I think about retirement
be you in 50
often.
Years.
I think retire about often, but I saw right into my future there. I'm like, she's going to tell me to get up and blow out my birthday candles. I don't want to blow out my birthday candles.
I couldn't blow out my birthday candles. Couldn't act like I wasn't because I was even pointing at you.
Well, I've admitted enough on the air. We all know who runs that household. That's not even a surprise.
I like
there.
When you're worried about the newborn being like, man, she's going to grow up.
I told you, I'm
around.
Not even. It goes wife first. Charlotte bosses me around left and right. She's not even three yet. And this newborn she's coming for me.
Yep.
I'm a Sims character to the people in my house.
Here's the thing.
That's all. I'm just one big Sims character. Just go get groceries. Come out and get groceries.
You've got even numbers.
Go do this. Okay, great.
When you have uneven math, like we got, you know, five people in our house, this could go any way. But traditionally, and this actually does like track in my family, there were four of us that lived in our house. So I was like my dad. My mom and sister were very much alike. I think the little baby girl might be... Right, maybe Charlotte's
the boy I never had,
or just like somebody who's not going to boss you around all the time.
The Magic 8-Ball says not likely, man. Yeah. Magic 8-Ball says, man,
"Hey, Dad, do you want to tell me to do something so you can feel like you got some power here?"
I'm just their Sims character, man. I'm telling you, I'm just playing out whatever directive they want.
Third best odds: John Gruden +800, Clint Kubiak +800, Mike Kafka, the interim head coach, +900, Lou Anarumo, +950, and then two guys at +1,000, Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Brady.
I thought Kingsbury would have a higher run there. All right, so you didn't see, I don't know if you saw or not, did you see the name that has floated from the New York Post that you did not mention in that little stretch there?
Is it Stephen Kostanski?
It's not.
Oh, darn, who is it?
Mike Tomlin.
Just come on.
New York Post.
It's not happening.
Legitimate New York Post Giants insiders are saying Tomlin to the Giants
is what they need
to do and how they need to pull this off.
I just like that kind of this is how when you push Mike Tomlin and then you end up with Lou Anarumo, you're gonna piss people off with this stuff. They gotta be realistic. Tomlin's, come on, you know
it's gonna make people mad.
And here's the thing.
You might because you give him the big shiny object and then you end up with Mike Kafka did look pretty decent in those six games, didn't he?
Here's the thing. Any of the guys I mentioned, I can see hypothetically being good hires. The problem is, I can also see them being the next Brian Daboll, Joe Judge, or any of the other scrubs that they've hired since they ran Tom Coughlin into retirement,
right, but
and it just hasn't worked.
Consistently, the most exciting names we bring up for any of these jobs, including ours, are ones that already have jobs right now. You know,
Matt LaFleur.
Like it's all the guys.
D'Amico Ryan.
Even Zach Taylor. Like, we're talking, they're all these guys seem so much more exciting than the people that are out there right now. And that makes it really hard for the Browns.
Of those names that you heard, of the sea of meh, which one sounded the most interesting? If we take the Giants off of it, any of those do anything for you? We do have cash. Love it!
Hate it!
Coming up in about 15 minutes, but more on this when we come back on 92.3 The Fan. I also am a fan of chaos. And my favorite thing about this weekend is between the Jets game with the Browns, the Jets game with the Patriots, the only real reason I feel this way is because it's Thursday Night Football. That's an element of chaos. It could be fun. I actually also don't think the Ravens are as unbeatable as everyone started to. They've been better the last couple weeks. They've won three straight games. Lamar's back. The defense is still not the greatest defense that they've had.
They've been playing much better lately, though.
Yeah, they have been.
Past four weeks, they've been playing really good. It's not a great defense as a whole, but they haven't allowed 20 points in 4 weeks. They've looked really good the last 4 weeks. Some are saying they're trending upwards, Nick.
I think given what their problems are on offense, they don't run the ball the same way anymore. Lamar's still Lamar. But they don't run the ball the same way anymore, and the offensive line is booty cheeks. I think that in and of itself could make that game much closer than people realize.
All right, let's unpack this now, because Ashley yesterday said that she didn't put a guarantee or a shock the world on it or anything like that, but she said it wouldn't surprise her, essentially, if the Browns beat the Ravens, although she said she admitted she did not have any really great reasons why. It was just kind of like this gut feeling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For herself. Andrew Siciliano today on With Baskin and Phelps basically said the same exact thing. He's like, I got no reasons why. Man, I wish Gabe was here. I'd love to do a Siciliano impression. I got no reasons why, but I feel like the Browns have a real chance to upset the Ravens this weekend. Mm-hmm. Where is this coming from?
One, I think Kevin Stefanski is always good for one of these.
The division in general.
The division
usually
in general.
The division, we just kind of throw out the record books. These games are always tight.
And then, listen.
We know they're always tight between the Ravens and the Steelers.
I just think with Stefanski, the one thing I have trust in him to do is be competitive in this division, and usually what that means is you get one blowout against the Ravens, and you get one shockingly close, and sometimes it's a win against the Ravens, and well, you already got the blowout this year.
Yeah, I wonder if people are living in with basically what happened last year, and you're just like, all right, you'll split this with the Ravens, you split it with the Steelers, and this is just kind of how we go about these things. So this is now we're like due. This is now our turn. But it is interesting how the Browns always seem to have that when their back's against the wall and it feels like everyone is right on the brink of giving up. They do something that gives you a little shred of hope.
By the way, I'd like to point out right now that so I quote tweeted the Paul DePodesta thing back when we found out about it, where Paul DePodesta says, well, I'm the play caller.
Just like that too.
Exactly
that
like
it,
that.
Odyssey Rewind.
It kind of like Krusty the Clown, and I was like, "Well, that's weird." I didn't even realize that. But basically, I'd say
Chuck E. Cheese vibes.
I called it an infuriating and smug response, and a shot at Stefanski and Toot. I think that's his name.
Well, he likes to toot his own horn.
The creator. I bet you he doesn't create a damn thing.
Are we still talking about horns?
Maybe in like the fast food line. He's really good about putting that burger together. However, he said, bro.
That's a respectable job, Nick.
He said, bro, you got be so hollow-minded to think this was a shot at Stefanski. Guys, if you can't form a proper sentence, your shot at me is null and void, right? Like, the whole
what
point.
Was it, bro, you got a hollow mind?
No. He said, bro. You got be so hollow-minded.
Oh, he's trying to say you got to be?
Yeah. He's an idiot.
I mean, bro. I haven't seen people use bro in a while.
Oh, I see bro jobs left and right.
You see bro
everybody,
jobs?
Everybody.
A lot of bro jobs.
Well, here's the thing. It's all kids do now.
Bro jobs.
Like, bruh. Bruh. I get bruh a lot.
Bruh. Bruh's different.
Yeah, and I'm so... Every once in a while, my daughters will call me bruh, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's that I'm old now, but I'm like... the name's Dad. You can call me Dad. I have earned that.
They never go bro though.
I've gotten bro.
You get bro. Your kids bro you?
They do dap me up, bro. And I'm like, no, that's not how this goes.
Isn't that just kind of them being funny though? Isn't that all that is?
Yeah. Pass.
Yeah.
Reverse Uno card.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
What's your response there? I'm gonna teach me for my daughter when she comes up and goes.
Usually something profane.
Go, what's up, bro?
Or very dismissive.
I'll probably laugh. I think that's probably funny.
By the way, yeah, what's up, bro? Not all the time. I've dapped them up before.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
It's just really funny to see like a small rural child be like, "Dab me up, bro," and it's like, Are you being funny or just not understand how funny this looks?
I think they're, yeah, it might be a guess there. I think that's just hysterical. I love that stuff.
But yeah, the bro is still very bountiful. Yeah, I think this is what happens when you live in a house of women. It happened to me for a long time.
I lose the broness. I'm losing all broness.
You've lost complete broness, and there's nothing wrong with that because I want you to be a broness brother again, okay?
They were in town last night. Is that why it was top of mind for you?
That and the fact that, God, it was a son of a gun to get the hell out of downtown last night. It
really wasn't for me. They made this the one-way streets now, and that's been a godsend for me.
Yeah,
it used to be a pain in the butt to get out of this place. Now it's been great.
Although the only thing I'll say is...
That was a good call. Whoever did that one, Mayor Bibb, if that was you, good job, buddy.
There was a guy my age.
You did good.
There's a guy clearly about 40 walking to the Jonas Brothers concert.
Was he taking his kids or something?
No, it was just him. And I wanted to roll down the window and be like, bruh. What are we doing here, bro?
I'm gonna hope he was just meeting his family. I'm gonna hope he was meeting his. That's when I see those scenarios. Yeah. Glass half full, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he's meeting his family there.
Is it because you fear that's what you're gonna turn into very shortly?
Well, I'm gonna be the dad. I'll be the dad taking
when
my kids
like
there.
When you're like Miss Julie's show.
You kidding me? Why
we and you forgot to take the girls?
I forgot to take them.
Yeah. Isn't
only
she
for
the
Miss
dish?
Julie. Only for Miss Julie.
Miss Julie, yeah.
That's divorce, Jonathan.
Yeah.
And then we ended up in a Miss Julie show.
That's Jonathan getting divorced. Jonathan getting divorced because he went to Miss Julie by himself.
Oh, we went to Gabby's Playhouse, or Gabby's Dollhouse, excuse me, at the Playhouse Square the other day. I walked in, so I was late, obviously, because the show started at like 6. I got done here at 7. So I walk on over there, and it's like 7 o'clock and a half hour left. And I was like, I walked in. And Nick, the looks on these people's faces was like, you obviously have the wrong place.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong area. You don't mean to be here right now. Can we escort you out? I'm like, no, I'm meeting my daughter.
And they're like, yeah, sure. We hear that a lot.
I almost got frisked.
Yeah.
Like they like patted down my bag in an unnecessary way.
Yeah.
And then the oddest thing out of all this, so they give me
one?
Like they give me like the third degree, right, and trying to get through.
Uh-huh.
And then they didn't even like check for my tickets or anything like that. After all that. The buildup, and I had to be like, I'm here to see my daughter. And they're like, that's okay.
Yeah,
you could tell they were judging that. You could tell they were, they thought I was just a single guy trying to go to Gabby's Dollhouse. I don't know what's going on.
Just wait till you go to Miss Julie and you get caught going full Pee Wee Herman. I'll tell you.
Unbelievable that'll, you are.
That'll be the moment where Lisa's like, all right.
You're an unbelievable human.
Listen, she's very talented.
Full Pee Wee Herman?
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
Now that was out of pocket. We welcome on Cash Lovett on the Fan Hotline. Cash, I promise we don't set it up this way intentionally. It just kind of happens because it's 6:30.
Hey, absolutely appreciate it. And just dap me up, bro, and we're able to get rocking and rolling.
All right, brah, let's get started. What's your first game on the docket, brah?
Bro, we're going to start with the Jets and the Patriots. We could get fancy and do something Patriots minus 13 or minus 1,000, but we're just going to keep it nice and easy. As we witnessed last week, the Jets had minus 11 passing yards at half. I don't expect it to get much better against this defense, so we're going to stick with the Thursday tradition of under 43 points.
That's a good one, bro.
All right, bro. Didn't love it.
You did. No,
did
you
not
did not.
Love it.
Me
Cash
and Cash
didn't
are broing
no,
left and right.
No,
you did not broing.
No.
Don't bro me if you don't know me. All right. Notre Dame at Pitt. Cash, what do we got in the college ranks?
We've got the touchdown bro sitting in the end zone as the Irish are going to be running all over Pitt as they've given up well over 100 yards to West Virginia and NC State. Notre Dame is going to not take their foot off the gas, minus 12.5, and I feel comfortable with this well over 2 touchdowns.
Well, bro, Montana, let's keep it in the college ranks here. Oklahoma on the road against Alabama. Future Browns quarterback Ty Simpson and Alabama. What you got, bro, Chacho?
Well, if you want to go ahead and mention him, he'll be my number one thing. Is he only has one interception on the entire year. He has done absolutely phenomenal taking care of the ball. The wide receivers, Ryan Williams has a little bit of a drops issue, but Jeremy Bernard is playing phenomenal. Alabama minus 6 as Oklahoma can't take advantage of the Alabama run defense.
Cash, Summer saying Arch Manning is back. This to me is the matchup of the week. Texas at Georgia. How do you see it?
Well, as a diehard Longhorn fan and us looking for a little bit of revenge, we may have a few beer bottles stored up from last year if we are going to need them due to some of the calls Georgia has gotten this year. I don't know if you saw Auburn, where they should have lost and took away a touchdown. But Texas is getting 6.5 points. They're not going to need them. They're going to win outright. Texas plus 200 on the money line.
All right, Cash, that brings us to the main event. The last time I checked, I think it was Browns are 7.5 point dogs at home against the Ravens. What is the latest that they're underdogs, and how do you see this game going?
It is still at 7.5. I didn't hear y'all say that they usually keep it close. Mind you, we picked against the Browns in the same exact spot in week 2. That game ended 41-17. We have now gone to a worse quarterback who has a QBR of 4, which last time I checked is a number lower than 5. Not very good. Whenever a team blitzes a defensive back, which the Ravens do more than any other team, I don't see the result being very much different. Ravens all the way up to, again, minus 2 touchdowns. Sadly, the Browns somehow lost the game, allowing negative 11 passing yards at half.
Okay.
Cannot be stressed enough.
How committed to this? Can we get you to take the Browns and the points?
No. I mean, maybe I would feel more comfortable taking the Ravens minus 20 than the Browns plus 20.
Are you sure?
Ooh.
As sure as I am that Dylan Gabriel is not 6 feet tall. I mean, I think that's why everyone's like, hey, I can't figure out why I like the Browns. It's just because they see themselves as the Browns quarterback.
But Cash, are you sure?
No. Yeah. What I think JP's asking is, now that I've asked, are you really sure? Like, how sure on like a scale of 1 to a bajillion, where are we at with the sureness here?
As sure as Dylan Gabriel's QBR against the Blitz.
I feel shorn. I think I want to say the stat is, and I'm going to bastardize this one real good. I think Lamar is 13-0 against rookie quarterbacks. I can't remember the time frame, but you bring a rookie quarterback in and he's going to just dust you.
That's interesting because, Tomlin's numbers against rookie quarterbacks is also insane. I think it was 8-0 last time I checked when Dylan played him the first time. So between the two of them, not great.
Now, his record against geriatric quarterbacks, Mike Tomlin's, not great, Bob.
Mm-mm.
Makes Joe Flacco look like old Joe Flacco, young Joe Flacco. You know what I mean? You get it. Cash, love it.
Hate it.
Great stuff.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett. Sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
Mark Koch, we hadn't said goodbye to him.
We were still growing out.
Mark Koch. Come on. He hung up. You dejected. You basically threw the man off the air. That is a guest and a client of the show.
I apologize to Cash. I got a long pause and I just hit the button.
What else do you do? What else do you? I didn't hear it.
That's on me.
Yeah, but no, I didn't hear the sound.
What?
Sound of you.
He wants you to...
Yeah.
Like that. Like so hard that you hear it.
Yeah. You don't have
You don't have that in you,
you don't have
you? Don't have that in you.
Yeah,
okay.
You're a very bony young man.
Yeah,
it's
we'll
okay.
Work on that.
It's all right. But it is your bad. And you know what? We own that.
Just like Dylan Gabriel.
In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.